pedestrian bridge at Montgomery Hills.
I saw your picture in the Gazette.
We had county exec was there, and neighbors had been working for it for a long time, and I think we really do owe special commendation to the park and planning folks who took the lead really on making sure that, I mean, following up on what the community said and saying and finding out that it was possible to do it, as opposed to saying no, that's just, you just can't do it. They demonstrated that you could do it. It's expensive, but you can do it. And so construction's underway, and the neighbors are really, really thrilled. As part of the event, we did, the group did cross some of those intersections with a security guard. It's extraordinarily dangerous to try and walk that way as it currently exists. So, once again, special commendation to the park and planning planners who conceived that, and it's now going to happen.
Great. Well, thank you for representing us. And we also had the dedication of the Silver Spring Innovation Center last week, the high-tech incubator, which looked terrific and is almost fully even before it opens. So that's turning out to be another great initiative as well. Any report from the director?
Just one thing I mentioned upstairs when we did calendar that I wanted to have staff tell you a little bit about the Brookside Garden School of Botanical Art and Illustration. Dave Vismara and Stephanie Ogle are here from Brookside Gardens. I think Stephanie's going to do most of the talking, so come on up.
Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie Overly. I'm the Assistant Director at Brookside Gardens. David is passing out a handbook about the School of Botanical Art and Illustration. It also has information about registration and a FAQ sheet. But we wanted to thank Charlie for inviting us here to give you a brief overview of the school. The school actually opened on Tuesday with our first class at McCrillis Gardens in Bethesda. And we felt that we had a unique opportunity to develop a new program for the Washington metropolitan area in opening this school. Margaret Saul, the school's director, is an internationally known botanical illustrator from Brisbane, Australia. And she has been working with us for several years, actually since the mid-1980s, doing works for the gardens and teaching for us. But her husband, who is a researcher at NIH, recently moved to the States and will be here for the next 12 years or so because of his research. And she decided to close the School of Botanical Illustration that she had opened in Australia and focus her attention here in the States. So when the McCrillis Gallery closed last year, we thought it was a good opportunity to use that space with another arts focus, but in a way that would be low impact for the neighborhood. The classes are limited to 10 students per class, so there's intimate contact with the instructors, and we kind of redid the parking areas in our service area so we have off-site parking so it doesn't impact the neighbors. We think that this is a good match for our mission of being a center for the appreciation of the art of gardening and the science of horticulture, because botanical illustration combines the skills of an artist with the scientific observation skills of a scientist. So our first class filled, which was really exciting. We're hoping that we'll continue to attract students, not only locally, but we've had interest from all up and down the East Coast, which is encouraging. And we're having an opening reception tomorrow, and we hope that you all will be able to attend.
Great. Well, the painting that was just handed around shows how remarkable some of this work is. We're looking forward to seeing more of it.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No. Mr. Chairman, unfortunately, I was out of the room for when we were talking about commissioner reports, and it's an issue I'll pursue later, but about a week and a half ago, I was in my home county of Wyoming County, 27,000 people on an area roughly the size of Montgomery County, so it's on the edge of, it's actually north of the urban area, East Coast urban area, and so I had lunch with a friend who's now the county assessor, so he knows why everything is good. And he was complaining about the lack of cluster development, the problems of protecting open space, getting funds to build highway construction to keep up with development, and the little problem that Conservation Foundation that he heads up, that they wanted to buy 10 acres in Thackerayville, and I forget, Bill, whether it was $300,000 or $450,000, but it was $30,000 to $45,000 an acre to buy the lots as they were being developed to protect open space, and they were having a hard time raising the money and getting money to protect stream valleys. So here's a small rural county with, let's see, 927,000 and the 900 million, 3% of the population of our county, same geographic area. Sit down and you have lunch with the guy that knows everything that's going on in the planning and last issues because he taxes it, and it's the same issues. It's just a difference in scale, and that's because this county now sits right on the fringe of the urban megalopolis that's being developed up and down the east coast of the United States. Something that I might pursue with the staff later on so they can just see that these things are not unique to us.
They are not unique. No question. Okay, thanks a lot. Mr. Grease has a request to convey land to the State Highway Administration.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, for the record, my name is Bill Grease with the Park Development Division of the Park and Planning Department. Items 1 and 2 on your agenda today are administrative items I need your approval on. The first one involves conveying land to the State Highway Administration for road improvements on Carroll Avenue. These road improvements will impact Long Branch Stream Valley Park. And the second item is a conveyance of land to the State Highway Administration to accommodate road improvements on Muncaster Mill Road, which will impact lands that we have at Rock Creek Regional, North Branch Unit 2, and Rock Creek Stream Valley Park Unit 11. These are fractional pieces of property that we're selling to allow the state to make much-needed safety improvements. I discussed the details with you upstairs and asked for you to give us a formal approval of this conveyance.
May I have a motion?
So move.
Motion to approve the staff recommendation. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That'll be for both items, right?
Both 1 and 2, yes.
Okay. That was a motion for 1 and 2. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Those are both approved. Fourth conservation plan and mandatory referral for Valley Park Drive.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Larry Cole with Transportation Planning, and with me today is Mike Zamore from Environmental Planning. The next two items before you are the Forest Conservation Plan and the mandatory referral for Valley Park Drive. Valley Park Drive is in Damascus. For the drawing that's up on the wall right here, north is up and the center of Damascus is up. Ridge Road, Maryland 27 is over here, and Woodfield Road, Maryland 124 is over here. There were a number of work items that were noted in the packet, but I'll just simplify it by breaking it into two. Basically, it's a new roadway, a new roadway construction to join the existing part of Valley Park Drive to a section that's being built by a developer down here. This section would be built as a 26-foot wide roadway with a 5-foot wide sidewalk and an 8-foot landscape panel. And the other section of work would be to construct two 5-foot wide sidewalks adjacent to the curb along the existing road. Magruder Branch Trail runs through here. DPW would be constructing a refuge here for the trail, and staff believes that this is a good idea because it will allow the bikers to cross the road one half at a time and also slow the drivers down as it comes through here. The project was originally reviewed by the Planning Board in 1998. It was intended at that time that the project was going to be done in conjunction with this development, which was originally going to be an HOC project. When the HOC project fell apart, the project was put on hold, and it's been on hold since then. So at that time, the board made four recommendations. They're shown, DPW's responses to those recommendations are shown in attachment 2 of your packet. As far, and all of those have been addressed with the exception of a minor landscaping item, which is, I think, just an interpretation of what exactly was intended. That landscaping item is addressed in the current staff comments. As far as the forest conservation plan goes, I'd like to make one correction. In the first condition of approval, there was a transcription error. It should actually say Department of Permitting Services rather than public schools. DPS is actually the reason why we're here today. We probably would not be bringing this project back if not for the change in the rules. DPW needed a permit to do the work. DPS said in order to get the permit, we would have to get a forest conservation plan approval. And because we're doing the forest conservation plan approval, we're bringing the mandatory referral back also. At this point, I'd like to open it up to your questions, and members of DPW are here also.
Okay. Any questions?
Just one procedural question. That is, we must approve the forest conservation plan separate and distinct from the mandatory referral. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The forest conservation plan has to be acted on before the mandatory referral.
Okay.
Does DPW say anything? No? You're content with the staff report? Okay. If there are no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve the forest conservation plan.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. And a motion to approve the mandatory referral.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimous. Thank you very much. Filing fees for special attention items.
Environmental Planning, Canada Planning. As part of the County Council's action for the Department's operating budget, the Council directed the Department to adjust filing fees for regulatory applications to achieve 100% cost recovery for plan reviews. Recently, the County Council approved the fourth special protection area in Montgomery County. This will place additional demands on staff resources. As part of the fiscal year 05 budget discussions, the County Council authorized a 0.5 FTE for the review of subdivision plans in special protection areas. In the past, park and plan fees or surcharges for plans in special protection areas. Section 94-67E of the Montgomery County Code allows the planning board to establish fees to offset the cost of plan review and enforcement plans in SBAs. With the authorization of the additional 0.5 FTE and the County Council direction to achieve 100% cost recovery, it becomes necessary to levy additional fees for regulatory applications within SBAs. The Division estimates, based on submissions over the past year, the proposed surcharge would be sufficient to recover the costs for the one-half person year. Staff is recommending approval of the surcharge for plants located in special protection areas. And that concludes my presentation.
Okay. Any questions? Any motions?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move approval of the staff recommendation for the increase in filing fees for the special protection area.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Commissioner Wellington. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is unanimous, and the fees are approved. And we are in recess until 1 o'clock. Beautiful. Yeah.